Well, my friends, after the bombshell revelations by our friend Brandy Cruz over at the Undivided Podcast that the Covenant Home Ownership Program is up to its eyeballs in possible alleged corruption, and that people were giving out money to their relatives, and the money wasn't actually going to any of the things they said it would be going to, Republicans in the Washington State Legislature are now calling for a full investigation. Joining me now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line, Senator John Braun, who is the Republican leader over in the Washington State Senate. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Ari.
Such a pleasure. Now, did you have any inkling this was going on before the report? Were there little things you guys were seeing, or they were keeping all the stuff hidden from the legislature?
Yeah, no, we had deep reservations about the program itself. We opposed it. We thought it was basically the government picking winners and losers based on ethnicity and race. It's just a bad idea. But I had no idea the level of mismanagement, self-dealing, I think you could accurately say corruption that is looks to be occurring in the program based on everything that Brandy Cruz has found and the whistleblower has revealed.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. Now, for those of you who don't know what this program is, the Covenant Home Ownership Program is the one which they used a study they had done to say who was redlined. Well, history says who was redlined, but fine, let's do their study. And what they said was, okay, blacks, Jews, and Asians were redlined, so we have to give money out to black families. And they excluded Jews, they excluded Asians, and they excluded other minority groups as well. And this thing is discriminatory on its face, but it turns out they were just using it to help their own family members and others, right?
Yeah, what they do is they put, and it's a lot of money, they put $250 million total into the program, $200 million back in 2022, and they pushed it to the Department of Commerce, who then pushed it out to a whole bunch of nonprofits that who would then distribute the grants, essentially, based on, it should have been on merit and need. What it turns out, it was based on familial connections. Are you related to somebody who's running one of the nonprofits, or do you know them? Are you a friend? And at the same time, telling other people who were eligible, nope, there's not enough money here to help everyone. It just really looks bad, and it deserves a full investigation. This should be transparent. You know, that's a lot of money. How did we spend it? Who did the help? And were there, as it looks right now, were there people who were taking advantage of the system because of their correct connection to these nonprofits?
Now, none of us would have known about this if the whistleblower hadn't come forward to Brandy. So the question is, how many other programs could there be like this that we just don't know about? I mean, we had the issue with the Climate Commitment Act where a whistleblower came forward and he went to King 5 News and he said, hey, you know, I warned everybody the price of gas was going to go up and they ignored me. And he was actually coming to it from a place of he wanted the Climate Commitment Act. He just wanted them to be honest about the pricing. How many other programs do you think could possibly have these issues, and how do we start investigating them?
I think there's good reason to think there's lots of this going on. And we should be doing audits. This is what we have a state auditor for on all these types of programs. There should be transparency. There should be clear vision to the public on when we spend public dollars, tax dollars, this is what it's going for. And if it's going to individuals, the public should know that. And particularly if it's going to individuals just because of their family relations or friend relations with folks who are managing the money. That's just wrong.
We're talking with Senator John Braun about this bombshell story, about the corruption we found out in the Covenant Home Ownership Program. And I'm kind of speculating about what other programs might have similar issues. Switching gears for a minute, Bob Ferguson, the Democrats, dealing with the shutdown, or rather addressing the shutdown that's going on in Washington, D.C., seem like they keep blaming Republicans for everything. But the last time I checked, didn't the Democrats in their most recent budget cut a whole bunch of money out of essential services for people, and the Republican budget would not have done that? And yet they're blaming everybody in D.C. for this?
That's right. The Democratic majority and our governor signed the budget that made drastic cuts to Medicaid. It made drastic cuts to our hospitals, particularly our rural hospitals, through an implementation of a program with state-based insurance. I mean, they made significant and sometimes very specific cuts. I mean, everybody's talked a lot about the cut to the service for newborn babies that are drug addicted in South King County. They cut that. They cut the mental health facility down in Southwest Washington that was just ready to go online. So there's a whole bunch of very specific specific, very hard-hitting, very painful cuts. The Democrat majority, the governor signed, you know, put in their budget, the governor signed the budget, and yet they're trying to distract by pointing at the shutdown. And I just want to be clear on the shutdown. It affects the state, of course, but the Republicans have passed a continuing resolution in the U.S. House. They have brought it up, I think, is 13 or 14 times in front of the Senate. It has had a majority every single time. It's just you can't get past the filibuster without a few Democrats coming along. And I think there's three or four Democrats who are now voting yes, but the Democratic leadership in the U.S. Senate is saying, no, we want a bunch of extra money, in spite of the fact that they voted, you know, multiple times for the exact same thing under the Biden administration. They're trying to leverage this for a bunch of extra spending for, you know, that simply does not enjoy a majority support. So this is, you know, they can blame D.C. if they want. They ought to call our U.S. senators and say, hey, why are you shutting down, you know, federal government? Because you're hurting the state budget. You're hurting people in Washington state, and it's the wrong thing to do.
In the last few minutes, we have a Senator John Braun from the Washington State Legislature. So we're looking at what's going on leading up to a new legislative session that we have coming up this year. And already it seems like Ferguson, the Democrats are laying the groundwork for more taxes, claiming we don't have enough money. And as you guys have been warning since 2019, this is a spending problem. This isn't a revenue problem. Are you concerned by the stuff you're already seeing them talking about?
Yeah, I'm deeply concerned. I mean, we have folks literally fleeing our state right now. Now, I hear from people who are moving to California to reduce their tax burden over the state of Washington. I mean, what they did in the last session in terms of increasing taxes was unprecedented. There's no question about that. And now I'm hearing talk about, you know, kind of a workaround to get what is essentially a state income tax. They're dressing it up and having employers pay it instead of the employee. But it comes from the same pot. And it's all aimed at high earners, which, you know, I'm not here to defend high earners, but these are the folks who drive our economy. And it's, you know, in the end, it will be aimed at healthcare and high tech, both two very important sectors in our state. And they're indifferent. They seem to be indifferent of the damage they're doing long term to our economy.
Yeah. And I think they're all going to make things worse, given how many companies have already said they're moving out. And if you notice how many layoffs are coming, you notice which companies they're always affecting. And they don't seem to be having the layoffs in other parts of the country to the extent they're having them here. Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.